Welcome to Climate Matters. This is Peter Savio, and I'm here with Kelly Plessis. We're here to talk about the Citizens Climate Lobby. Citizens Climate Lobby, great group, been around about a dozen years. And Kelly is going to introduce us or reintroduce us to the Citizens Climate Lobby and also tell us about an upcoming conference. So we're excited to welcome Kelly Plessis.
Hi, yes, I am Kelly Plessis and I am with Citizens Climate Lobby. Been to around over 10 years. And as of this morning, we have 504 active chapters and we're growing rapidly all the time. We are about building political will for a livable world. And our biggest push is for a carbon fee and dividend, which would place a price on carbon and return the fee to households. And this would help us address the ever-growing issue of climate change.
Neat. So in terms of a fee, that would mean people would see an economic signal for the carbon embedded in a fuel or a product. Is that the way it works?
Right. So fossil fuels are like a drug, and we are using it way too much. And a fee on carbon would be placed at the source, so these fossil fuel companies would pay that, and then obviously that price would trickle down. But as you said, it would create a market signal so that we would have time to adjust economically, because if we just pull fossil fuel out, that would be catastrophic. Lower income households would actually make out really well because they would get money back into their pockets, and studies have shown that they would most likely use this money toward healthcare, which, as we know, is very important, and people could use money toward healthcare right now.
So a solution that's addressing climate change but also has consideration for impacts across the board and equity considerations.
Right, because this is a far-reaching issue and it kind of touches everyone's lives in different ways, and there's a lot of problems that come out of this. That's more than just that there's carbon in the air. So we have a lot of things to address, and this would be step one.
So other things like health impacts or what the economists call externalities?
Yes, yeah. I mean, we are certainly paying the price with our health, and people in lower socioeconomic statuses are paying disproportionately.
So the Citizens Climate Lobby, the work that this group does, that is it organized like the Sierra Club and you join them, or is it organized by state, or how does it work, Kelly?
So you can go to citizensclimatelobby.org and look up a chapter near you. Like I said, over 500 chapters are active, so depending on where you are, it's feasible that you could find a chapter really close to your home, and somebody from that chapter will give you a call and they'll let you jump right into doing any kind of work that you want to do. I mean, there's letter writing, there's lobbying, there's community outreach. There's just a lot of different things that you can do. So no matter what your personality is and how you can contribute and what your strong suits are, you know, we can find a place for you.
Great. And then there are, just in terms of most of the people in and around Troy, New York, there are local chapters, correct?
Right. We have the Albany chapter, which I am a part of. We also have the Columbia chapter. And I'm trying to think if there's, I think those are our two strongest suits. We're trying to build more chapters in the area all the time, but those are our two best right now.
Existing. Yeah, yeah. You hear stories about chapters emerging in Glens Falls or other areas, but so Albany and Columbia for now. Mm-hmm. So, in terms of the Citizens Climate Lobby, I just want to make sure, so for people who want to learn more, is there a website or just?
Yes, citizensclimatelobby.org is your starting point. And once you go there, you'll get prompted to either give your email or find a chapter, and it will kind of take you through the steps of joining.
Excellent. So in terms of the upcoming activities, can you tell us about this conference that's in the works?
So. Yes. So I am the organizing chair for the Northeast Regional Conference. It is on March 29th through March 31st, 2019, and we are hosting it at Russell Sage College in Troy.
Wonderful. And is there a central theme to the conference?
Yeah, so it's kind of been evolving as we've gone along, but as of last year, we had a bill introduced and that we can support. It's the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act. And so that was introduced in the House and the Senate in 2018. So this year is going to be about how do we support this and how do we build political will toward this goal. And this is really exciting and something that has been in the making for a long time and has been a really big push. So to see this happen is really exciting.
And this is a bipartisan bill on a national basis, correct?
Yes. We had some people this past year or two a little worried about maybe there being some stagnant energy on the national level, but this has proven to not be the case. And so we need to have more push on the national level once again.
So the conference, kind of that's its central theme, but underneath that theme, who's invited to the conference and what kind of activities would they learn about? What kind of tracks, what kind of speakers?
So everybody from the Northeast region is invited to come, which spans New York, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Vermont, and I'm probably leaving a couple of states out there, but you're invited to come for the weekend. We've got toolboxes and skill building and all of these great learning sessions that are going to go on, and we will teach you how to build political will in your district.
Excellent, excellent. So if people wanted to learn more, is there a site for registering or learning more about speakers and tracks and schedules, etc.?
Yeah, so we actually went live this morning on Eventbrite, and we'll have a shareable link for that. But if you just go to Eventbrite and you search Northeast Regional Conference in Troy, you'll see all of our information. It's got a schedule, it's got prices. Right now we're in the early bird pricing, so get in on that. That ends, I think, March 1st. So if you go there, it'll give you a schedule, it'll tell you about the breakout sessions, it'll tell you what you're going to learn about. We also have an entertainment on Saturday night of the conference, so it's a really great networking experience and get to build relationships and build bridges and learn more. So it's not just, you know, one thing. We get a lot done at the conference.
Yeah, good to hear. Get a lot done and have some social time as well. Mm-hmm. So are there some examples of speakers or particular titles of sessions that people might be interested in?
Yeah, so, well, for one, some of our speakers include Mark Reynolds and Sam Daly Harris, and we're still figuring out specific speakers to each breakout session, but that will come in time. And so just for example, we've got a breakout session on deep dive into carbon fee and dividend. We have real case studies on carbon pricing. We have a breakout on effective communication, and we also have one on regional energy transition, among quite a few others that it would probably get out of hand to list.
Sounds great. So could you just tell us again the dates and location of the conference and where people could go to register and learn more?
Yep. So it's the Northeast Regional Conference for Citizens Climate Lobby. It will be held March 29th through the 31st of 2019. If you would like to join us or get more information, please visit Eventbrite and search Northeast Regional Conference in Troy, New York.
Excellent. Excellent. So we've been speaking with Kelly Plessis from the Citizens Climate Lobby about an upcoming conference scheduled here for Troy, New York on the 29th through 31st of March. Anything else you'd like to leave us with, Kelly?
I just hope that people will come out and join us. It's a really exciting time, and we've got a lot of great resources for people. And if you want to get involved in helping make the future a different place, please join us.
Thank you. Thank you, Kelly. So Citizens Climate Lobby, here is our guest today on Climate Matters. And we'll close with a reference to one of our favorite little sayings, that is, the Stone Age did not end because we ran out of stones. Thank you again.